Time now for your letters. We often receive correspondence about the music we play on this program, and this past week was no different. We received a lot of mail about singer Natasha Atlas after guest host Allison Stewart asked Atlas about a song on her new album.
The one song that's in English on the CD is called Black is the Color, and it sounds a bit like a folk song. I know there's a Nina Simone version of it as well. Can you tell us the origin of the song and why you chose to put it on the CD?
I do believe it may be a folk song from Appalachia, although some people have said that it was originally from Scotland. I'm not too sure.
Elisa Campbell of Amherst, Massachusetts writes, "Surely someone at NPR is old enough to remember that before Nina Simone sang it, Joan Baez had a big hit with it in the early 1960s. But the song goes back even further than that, according to listener Marilyn Roth. Ms. Roth, who chairs the piano department at the New England Conservatory's Preparatory School in Boston, says the song was written by American composer and ethnomusicologist John Jacob Niles.
He was known to collect many of the folk songs of Appalachia and trace their origins, and he knew the language so well that when he wrote his own songs, they would often be mistaken for folk songs, much like Bartok's music.
NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg had her own experience with musical misattribution last week in a piece she did about musical traditions in France on June 21st, the longest day of the year.
J'avoue, j'en ai bavé, pas vous, mon amour.
Seems lots of people know this song. It's by Charles Aznavour, someone tells me.
Well, lots of people might have known that song. Not every person knew who wrote it. A couple of listeners wrote in to tell us the song was called La Javanaise, and it was written by French poet, singer, and songwriter Serge Gainsbourg, not Charles Aznavour. La vie ne vaut d'être vécue. You can see a video from the 1960s of Serge Gainsbourg singing La Javanaise on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. And if you want to sing our praises or throw catcalls, go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.
Nous aimions le temps d'une chanson.
This is NPR News.